drug companies often argue against limits on prices, saying profits bring innovations that make patient lives better. But diabetes care hasn't changed much in the last century. It still relies on injections of insulin. Cynthia Rice from the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation says it's a challenging disease to manage.
Even if you do all the right things that you're supposed to do, blood sugar is very unpredictable, whether you're stressed, whether you're tired, exactly what you ate. All of that can affect how insulin affects your blood sugar.
But new research shows promise for diabetes patients. Today in our series, The Price of Health, WBUR's Karen Weintraub looks at the future of diabetes care.
Joanne Roten has had diabetes for nearly 25 years. For much of that time, she's had to give herself injections of insulin 3 to 5 times a day.
And what happens is these here, you pull this off, you get one of these doheads, put it in here. And
she pricks her finger and smears a drop of her blood on the test strip.
In here.
If her blood sugar is too high, she'll need an injection of insulin. Too low, and she'll need to eat something.
That's probably high because I had a hot dog and I didn't take any insulin for it.
Even with glucose monitors and state-of-the-art care, treating diabetes is an unending hassle. Roten and everyone else with diabetes would love for someone to figure out an easier approach or a cure.
The patient has to inject insulin many times a day, and this has been the treatment for the last 100 years.
That's Stefan Kissler, an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School and an investigator at Joslin Diabetes Center, where Roten gets her care. Kissler says the next big improvement should be a way to restore the body's own ability to make insulin.
And so the idea now is to give the patients back cells that produce insulin so that they no longer have to inject it. And ideally, you would do this with the patient's own cells.
Doug Melton, a professor at Harvard University, is one of the leading scientists trying to make those cells.
Evolution has made a cell whose job is to measure sugar and secrete out insulin. I believe that the biological solution, sort of nature's solution, is the right answer to the problem.
Melton holds up a vial between his thumb and forefinger. Tipping it back and forth stirs up what look like black dots floating in the water. These are the insulin-producing beta cells, nature's solution, as he calls them. They were manufactured in his own lab down the hall. It's taken him more than a dozen years of trial and error to figure out the recipe. Melton's already shown in animals that the cells can measure glucose and squirt out insulin when needed. Next year, a biotech company he helped found, called Semma Therapeutics, will launch a clinical trial to see if they can work in people, too.
It's maybe a funny way to say it, but there's nothing we're learning that tells me this can't be cured. There are problems that we're having trouble solving, and it's taking longer than I want. But I'm convinced that those cells will cure the disease.
But even if those cells work perfectly, Melton will have only solved half the problem. In type 1 diabetes, the kind that usually starts in childhood, the immune system attacks these beta cells. If Melton put his manufactured cells into people with type 1 diabetes, their immune system would attack the new cells, too. So he and others are trying to find a way to protect them.
So there are lots of really interesting things going on.
David Nathan directs the Diabetes Center at Massachusetts General Hospital. He cautions that it may take another decade before treatments like Melton's are ready for patients.
I would say that thinking about an insulin-free world is a great idea, but it's going to be a while before that becomes a reality.
In the meantime, he's looking for ways to make diabetes care easier and more effective. He's particularly excited about what's called an artificial pancreas, named for the organ where insulin is made.
They automatically adjust the amount of insulin that people need. They will be available, I think, in the next 2 to 3 years. And those will revolutionize the treatment of type 1 diabetes.
Cynthia Rice is the senior vice president at the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. She says she's eagerly awaiting a new technology called smart insulin. It would reduce the number of times patients have to inject themselves each day.
You'd have to take an injection maybe once a day or once a week, and it would provide the right amount of insulin at the right time.
And, like the artificial pancreas, it promises to help patients maintain steadier blood sugar levels. All of these innovations have the potential to save billions of dollars a year in government spending, and of course, a lot of human misery.
But we need to make sure the health system provides good access to those technologies and those insulins so people can actually afford to use them and use them consistently.
So there's hope for diabetes patients. There may soon be better treatments and maybe one day a cure. What's unclear is how much these therapies will cost and how patients like Joanne Roten will pay for them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.